Welcome back to Jacked In, AM 1150 time 551. It's time now to talk a little social. Scott Davis joins me now, as he does each and every week at this time, to talk about, well, all things when it comes to social media, whether it comes to marketing, business, or, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. How are you doing today, Scott?
Hey, may the fourth be with you, Jessica.
Totally. The fourth is totally strong with you. I love that. Wait, don't let me get my Darth Vader Tom GPS out again.
I love that thing.
I'll forward you the link.
I might go and order one right now.
Yeah.
eBay. I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, we've been kind of chatting back and forth because we wanted to get people's opinions on the how far is too far, specifically as it speaks to the MIA 9-minute drama / documentary, Born Free, for their new song.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to sneak it in last week, but again, we ran out of time. This thing was released by the British band MIA. And it was put onto YouTube a while back, and it remained there for a good couple of days before it got pulled down. Well, it didn't even get pulled down by YouTube. It got moved on over to their explicit area. So we go into that a little bit later on. If you haven't seen this video, you can go to my website, letstalksocial.com, and there's a whole bunch of links to other controversial videos. And I think we've all become accustomed, or I think somebody said, desensitized to seeing controversial music videos these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Madonna's done it, Prodigy. Recently, Lady Gaga definitely had a video on up there that was seemed to be, you know, offended by viewers. I mean, it's a far cry from the way Michael Jackson's Thriller was. You know, that was released in December 1983, December 2nd, and got banned by the BBC. I mean, that was the first sort of time we started to see some censorship on videos. You still there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, no, I'm thinking, what was the concern that they had? They had that it was because it dealt with the occult, wasn't that?
With the occult, and it might be too frightening for a lot of people to be able to handle at that particular time. So, mm-hmm. You know, but MIA have seemed to have gone to a step further. They put a video on up there, Born Free. Like I said, you can pop and see it on my website, or you can go to miauk.com, and you can look at this video. It basically shows disturbing images, including nudity, exploding bodies, and most shocking of all, I think it's got, you know, right at the very end, it's got a child being executed by a bullet in the head. Mm-hmm. I mean, needless to say, it's not for anybody. I mean, mm-hmm. what's your view? You've seen it. What do you have to say about it?
I have to say obviously, I appreciate people using their mediums for political purpose, to make political statements. I also think, though, because I am, you know, in my spare time, enjoy video and media and production and that kind of thing, I think less is more. So while the nudity or whatever didn't really have a problem with, because it was frontal, but it wasn't like focused or anything like that, the extreme close-up and a focus on both things, the exploding body and the child with the bullet in the head, I think would have been more impactful if they had panned away or screened away. And I think that's what it is. If they made this video in order for it to have an impact on us about what police state and what's going on in some countries, then they lost a lot of people with the gratuitousness of those two scenes.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think two things, you know, two trains of thoughts run out there when it comes to social media and these particular kind of videos. You've got the shocking music videos, that, you know, I think Madonna, Lady Gaga are putting together, and I think some of those are put together for the viral following,
mm-hmm.
Just to gain popularity, and I think lack of clothing seems to be a driving factor regarding those ones. And, you know, MIA have definitely put a social media video together for, you know, a vehicle for free speech, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to have a little bit of a talk about, was more that sense. You know, the music industry has always been influential medium, you know, for... It affects people. I don't know whether it affects people or the times affect the people and the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got the punks, the skinheads, you know, 60s flower power, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I mean, they've never had the influential power of what the internet has these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way back, I think you talked about it last week with on the fashion spot, you know, the most offensive thing that you probably have seen, you know, with music was a T-shirt. You know, Frankie says, relax, don't do it, you know.
Right.
It was, you know, something that might have got said regarding a band, a way of getting on out there. And I think you maybe got suspended from school for a day or something like that if you wore that T-shirt. one comment we received was said, you know, this is all called creative freedom. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But this video was online on YouTube for several days before finally being labeled with an age restriction.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody could have clicked on this. And it is, well, you don't know until you click it.
Yeah, until you watch it and you come upon that scene.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and YouTube actually say that, you know, their community guidelines say the videos get taken down for violation of excessive violence. People can flag the videos if they feel that's in violation of their guidelines. But YouTube declined to say whether this video for MIA was actually taken down to its violent content or for its political content, which is, again, another one of those components. So my question is, like, what's excessive? Does those uncensored brackets, you know, at the end of it mean that's the warning? It was uncensored. Is that good enough? If you stumble across a pornography site, you know what to expect. You know you're going there.
Yeah.
But when you see a music video, you think, wow, it's not going to show some kid being executed by a bullet.
Yeah. So music video, whether it's on YouTube, or one person that responded to me to say, okay, well, what if their kid's watching Much Music or whatever? Like, yeah, you don't have any warning. Who knows what was on before that? It could have been Justin Bieber or, you know, whoever. It's a bit much for general access, I think.
Yeah, you know, one of the comments was, you know, how do you know if your coffee's hot? And it's, well, a coffee now comes with a warning on it, you know. This coffee is hot for the silly people. You don't want to store your mouth first. That's why it comes with a warning. What he's trying to sort of say, you know, with videos and computer games and all of these things, when you purchase one and it comes in packaging, it comes with a reasonable rating system on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at, you can turn it on over, and you get to know what's on it. I was thinking it would be hilarious for a rap song if it came with that warning. You know, it might came, this contains 250 offensive words, 75 alone in the repeating chorus, and a lot of booty shaking, you know? That'd be the warning that comes with a rap song. But the internet doesn't come with packaging. It doesn't come with a label on it, particularly, except for uncensored or explicit.
Mm-hmm.
So is it time that we do put more regulations, internet advisory policies into effect, or are we shutting down an avenue for free speech, which you were talking about earlier on the show a little bit? You know, where's that fine line of we want to speak, but we don't want to censor everything?
Right, for the greater good, right? Well, you know, there's two greater goods here. That's people who are making a political statement and trying to draw awareness of what may or may not be going on in other parts of the country, but also protecting, because the greater good can also be the young minds or the innocent minds that are being exposed to, you know, some pretty violent, excessively violent scenes.
Yeah, so. And I think that's, you know, the word there is a lot of it. This video might have gone a little bit too far, and I think that that's, you know, some of the fans might be saying that, or maybe they're not. YouTube seems to be encouraging people to discuss more political, controversial topics these days. I think it's been less of a platform for holiday movies and more is, this is what I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that, you know, the new T-shirt should say, YouTube says relax, don't do it. I'm copywriting that right now on the air,
there
on the radio.
There you go.
Okay?
Nobody can
take that.
We've recorded it. You said it first on this date and time. Scott Davis, Let's Talk Social. Thanks so much. You can follow him on letstalksocial.com, as he mentioned, or also on Twitter at Let's Talk Social. Thanks so much, Scott.
Remember, do or do not, there is no try.
There is no try.
Bye.
Bye.